A judge ruled Wednesday, November 20th, that Jose Ibarra is guilty of murdering Georgia college student Lachlan Riley. The case gained national attention due to the brutal nature of the crime and Ibarra's status as an undocumented migrant from Venezuela. Ibarra was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Key moments from the trial included DNA evidence, including traces found under Riley's fingernails and a jacket with her hair linked to Ibarra. Prosecutors argued that Ibarra attacked Riley while she was jogging on the University of Georgia campus in February, dragging her into the woods, beating her with a rock, and leaving her partially naked and covered in leaves. Ibarra's defense claimed the evidence was circumstantial and suggested his brothers were responsible for the crime. During the trial, a recorded prison phone call was played where Ibarra's wife questioned why a person would not call 911 if they saw someone dying. Despite the defense's claims, the judge ruled there was sufficient evidence to convict Ibarra. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. According to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Ibarra crossed into the United States through El Paso, Texas, in September 2022. His illegal status became a focal point in media coverage, adding to the national debate over immigration laws, especially during an election year. Some media outlets chose to emphasize Ibarra's legal status in their headlines, while others did not. News outlets with a left-leaning bias, such as NBC and CBS, omitted this detail in the headline, while others, like ABC and CNN, referred to him by his name or as suspect. Right-leaning outlets, including the New York Post and Fox News, led with Ibarra's status as an undocumented immigrant. The Wall Street Journal, rated by media watchdog group All Sides as having no political bias, included his migrant status in its top line. Across all outlets, regardless of political bias, Ibarra was described as an undocumented immigrant or as having entered the country illegally. The importance of highlighting this detail varied, with NBC mentioning it in the ninth paragraph and Fox News in the first sentence.